Did anybody use, I don't guess there's enough rocks, but anybody make fences out of rocks?
I guess probably they did, but I never did see one out in the country here.
See, where would you keep the hogs?
Well, when I was a boy, well, the hogs run loose in the woods just like the cattle did all the time until you wanted to fatten them, you know, for meat. You had to raise your own meat and lard then, and you'd always have a hog lot and maybe three or four hog pens, they call them, inside of that lot, you know, where if you wanted to shut two or three hogs up over here and some here, you know, they'd have them, they call them hog pens, inside of the hog lot.
That's where you fixed your meat hogs.
What would you call the thing that you feed them in?
Trough. Hog trough.
If you had some kind of, I probably did, some kind of bucket in the kitchen where you'd throw the...
Slop bucket.
And take it out to the hogs?
I've totaled them and it went out.
What do you call the different sizes of hogs? The firstborn and they're growing up and...
Well, the pigs, we call them now, instead of feeders, we call them pigs and shoats. A feeder, what they call a feeder now, you know. We called a shoat back then.
Mm. That's when it's a little bit bigger than a pig.
Pig, yes.
And what did you call male and female, the adults?
Well, it was a sow and a boy.
Mm. And did you have any other words for boar?
No, I don't think so. Not probably for the male hogs. Now, after, if you were going to castrate a boar, you know, then they called them a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
After they were castrated.
What do you call the stiff hair on the hog's back?
Bristles.
And what do you call the big teeth, the particular wild
tushes?
Would you call it the same thing on the elephant, the big long things they have?
No, the elephant's a tusk.
And what about for a hog that's grown wild, or it's always been wild? You have a name for those?
Well, they just call them a wild boar, a wild sow, whichever they might be. Wild boar hunting used to be great sport, and I guess it is in places now.
Mm-hmm. What kind of meat did you get out of the hog?
Well, we got ham and middling. And back then, you didn't use pork chops like we use now. You cut it narrow, the backbone of the hog, and you had hog backbone. You ever eat any of the hog backbone and rice?
No.
Boy. That is something good. And back then, a lot of people